Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Ches in Maseches Gittin. Our daf is going to continue the very new topic that we had begun on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. We had a new Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amid Aleph with the instance of Nichtav B'Yom V'Nechtam B'Layla, and that had propelled the Gemara to discuss two important opinions, the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, of why we need to have Zman and Gittin. Let us review, of course, Zman means the date. Let us review the two opinions of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and that's going to set the window for some of the discussion on Yuches Amid Aleph. On the bottom of Yudzayin Amid Aleph, we have the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that says the reason why there needs to be a date is because there's going to be husbands that are actually going to want to lie on behalf of their wives in a case of which a woman was mezana, a wife was mezana. Now the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yochanan tells us in general, a husband would not want to protect his wife, but if it's his niece who was mezana when they were married, but if it's his niece, so then he'll want to protect her. So what will he do? He'll write a get and he'll put an earlier date. So Chazal made a takana, and Chazal said that you need to put the right date on the get, and we're not going to accept a get when it's given unless it has the appropriate date. Reish Lakish is of the opinion, Mishum Peros, the Gemara over there tells us. That means that we need to know for how long the Baal is able to eat from his wife's estate. How long is he able to eat from his wife's estate? And that's the Peros that he's entitled to. That extends up until he divorces her. Now, if the husband ate from the peros and he wasn't entitled to it, so then in such a case, then the wife can be toveim, as well as the Gemara says that if he sells his wife's fruits and they're already divorced, also she could take it back from the lekuchos. Okay, so that's going to be a little bit of our discussion on Yud Ches Amid Aleph. We're also going to discuss the requirement that a husband and wife, once they're divorced, have to separate from each other. But not only do they have to separate from each other when they're divorced, but also they're not allowed to have yichud with each other. And not only can't they have yichud, but once the husband decides to write the get, even before they're divorced, they're no longer allowed to be with each other. And there's another halacha that we're going to discuss, and that is when a woman is divorced, she needs to wait 3 months before she gets married. Then our Gemara on the bottom of Yuches Amid Aleph is going to get back to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon if on the Mishnah on Yud Zayin, and the Gemara is going to connect that once again to the machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. On Yud Ches Amid Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss a case that really figures prominently at the end of the Masechta on Daf Samach Vav, and that is a husband says to his wife, he says to a bunch of people, to 10 people, write again on behalf of my wife. What's the halacha in terms of who writes it and how many Edom sign? So let's Bezer Hashem begin the top of Yud Ches Amid Aleph. Three lines in. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi. It's a new topic. Gittin abom imdinas hayom. If you have a get that's being brought from a foreign country, demichtavi b'nisan, it was written in Nisan, and the woman is in Eretz Yisrael. V'lo matu at Tishrei, and it only reached Israel till Tishrei. Nowadays, you get to Israel in a night flight. Once upon a time, it wasn't that way. So, ma'ilu chacham mitakanasam. So, how does the takana help altogether? In other words, if we're saying that we need to know precisely when the woman's going to be divorced, because we want to make sure when the husband's not allowed to take any fruits anymore, or we want to make sure that when she was divorced, to know if she was mezana before her divorce or after her divorce, because adultery is only before her divorce, but at the end of the day, the date is the wrong date, because she only gets divorced 6 months later, in Nisan. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Amalei, so the answer is, Hani Kolo Isluhu. Ravashi answered Ravina, and he said that both Znus and Peros, they have a kol. In other words, for both of those topics, Rashi explains. In other words, there's going to be a kol of when it gets to her hand. There's already, we're going to know when it gets to her hand. And therefore, even though in this instance the Zman is not going to be helpful, there'll be a kol when it got to her hand, and therefore the Peros, the husband, will be entitled to until when did it reach her hand? Tishrei, and if there was any znus between Nisan and Tishrei, then she'll be chayiv misa. Itmar, new topic. Me'emasai moinin leget. When do we begin to calculate the 3 months that a woman has to wait between her divorce and getting remarried? Now remember, we said that you follow sometimes the date on the get. Do you follow the date on the get, even though the get wasn't given for another 2 weeks? Or do you follow the moment that she got the get? Why did we have to wait for getting remarried? So that's based on the idea that of havchana. We want to be sure that the child is from the second husband and not from the first husband. Therefore, you wait for 3 months. And then if she's pregnant, she gets pregnant later, so that's a sign from the second husband. If you get married earlier, then you're not sure from which, who's the father. So Rav Amar Mishas Nishina, Ushmuel Amar Mishas Ksiva. Rav is, at first glance, the more logical, Rav is correct. Rav is the more logical opinion. Rav says that from the time of Nesina, and that is when she's actually divorced. Shmuel says from the time of Ksiva. Maskevah, Rav Nassan Barosh Eli Shmuel. Rav Nassan Barosh asks on Shmuel, who's not as clear of opinion. Yomru Shtei Nashim B'chatzar Achas. There are two women in the same chatzar. Both of them, Rashi says, got divorced on the same day. Achas. Zo Asura V'zu Mutaris. One's going to be Asur to get remarried, the other Mutar. How? Because even though they got married in the same day, one had the sofer write it a month earlier, the other one had it written the same day that got divorced. So how could that possibly be? Does that make any sense? Amarle Abaye, Zozman Gita Mochiach Alav, Zozman Gita Mochiach Alav. Abaye says Shmuel holds that the Zmana Get is Mochiach, that everybody knows what the Zmana Get is. And since everybody knows what the Zmana Get is, so then in such a case, then we follow that. Gemara continues, Tanya Kavasidi Rav, and Tanya Kavasidi Shmuel, there's a Braisa, it seems like Rav, who's of the opinion that you count from the Nesina, and there's a Braisa that seems to be like Shmuel. Tanya Kavasidi Rav, Hashliach Get Lishto V'Nishta Shliach B'Derech Gimel Chadoshim. If someone sends a get to his wife, and the Shliach tarries on the way for 3 months, Mishigia Get Liyada Tzrich Lamtin Gimel Chadoshim. When the get reaches her hand, then she has to wait another 3 months. Uleget Yoshan Ein Choshishin. And we're not concerned about the fact that there is a get Yoshan. Now, the meaning behind the word get Yoshan is described in the Mishnah later on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. There the Gemara explains that a get Yoshan means that a get was written and the husband and wife continued to live together, even though it wasn't given to her, that get becomes posel. So says the Gemara, the guy tarried on his way for 3 months. Nevertheless, ein choshen. It's not a problem. Get yoshen, sharei lo nisiach nima. And Rashi over there on Ayin Vav Amud Beis as well brings out that point, that the only time it's considered an old get is if they were alone together, even if they didn't have bia. Gemara continues. So that supports Rav. Before we continue with the Gemara, how does it support Rav? Because we see from here that you always have to wait 3 months, and you, depending on only the Nesina. When the Ksiva was, is not significant. Stanya Kavase de Shmuel, but there is a price like Shmuel. Hamashush get liishtoy. If someone leaves by a third party a get for his wife, a shalish is a third party. Va'amar lo al tetneu lo elacha gimel chadashim. Don't give it to her right away, give it to her in 3 months. Mishinasna lo muteres linase miyad. When the shalish gives it to her, she get married immediately. And we're not concerned about the get Yashin. Now, what did we say? We said that she could get married immediately. So you see, you go after the Ksiva. So it seems to be that we have two different brises, and one is like Rav and the other is Shmuel. The Gemara then recounts that different Amoraim followed these different opinions. Rav Kahana, Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, Avdi Mishas Ksiva, they followed the Ksiva. Rav Papi, Rav Huna, Breda, Rishua, Avdi Mishas Nesina, Vehilchasa, Mishas Ksiva. We follow the opinion that follows Ksiva. And Chaim said nicely that the pshat over here is that when it comes to the ksiva, so there it's man mochiach olah, that's the halachically significant time of when the get had begun. Could be kol would follow nesina, but the halachically significant time is bishas ksiva. Gemara continues, itmar me'emasai ksuba mishametes. When does a ksuba go through the process of shmita? It would seem as we'll explain in a moment. We'll explain in a moment what the Pshat in the Gemara is. But it would seem that the Gemara has gone from one topic to the next because of the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Let us introduce this topic. Of course, we know that in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah Akdesha tells us that when Shemitah comes, then loans are dissolved. Now, what would the halacha be if a woman is divorced and now her husband has to pay her ksuba? So the ksuba becomes mishametes. It also becomes dissolved. When do you say that the ksuba is already prone, capable of being looked at as a shtar chov that could be dissolved? Rav Omer mishetivkom vitiskov. Rav says only when the ksuba has begun to be paid back. What does mishetivkom vitiskov mean? Rashi explains mishetivkom shetifra ktsas, that the husband has begun to pay the wife back. Before that period of time, we don't view the ksuba, even if she's already divorced, as a regular shtar chov. Why? The goli daita domedes ligosh vilipora. She has shown that she wants to receive her money. Vitisko valav hamoser b'milva. And then what she says is that she doesn't want entirely, all of it. And she wants the rest of it to be held back as a loan. So then in such a case, then it turns into a loan. Prior to that point, where there hasn't been any reckoning between husband and wife, we don't look at it as a halva at all. If he starts to pay back, and then she reckons that she wants it as a loan, the rest of it as a loan, then the Shemitah will be Meshabit. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel holds, Gamma Apa Pishalo Zakva. If he pays back, even though she hasn't clarified that the rest is going to be a loan. In other words, once he began to pay back, so then there's a mitzvah on her, Rashi says, of lo yigos. But it doesn't have to be that it was clarified that she wants rest of it to be turned into alva. Or, zakfa afo pishalo pagma. If she says that she wants it to be turned into a loan, even if he didn't pay it back, so then in such a case, then also ksu will be mishamek. It could very well be that zakfa also means that it was reconstituted. In other words, a new shtar was written. Originally it was a shtar ksuba, and now a new shtar was written as an IOU. So then, the Shemitah will automatically be Meshamet. However, the position of Rav is that it needs to also partially be paid back in order to be reconstituted as a loan. Once again, the same type of thing. Tanya Kalasi de Rav, Tanya Kalasi Shmuel, Tanya Kalasi de Rav, Emes HaKsub Meshametes, Mishetifkom V'tiskov. Pigama v'lo zakva, zakva lo pagma, ena mishamete sashi tigma v'tiskov. So one brice is exactly like the Shita of Rav. You need to both be pogim and zokif. Tanya kavasa Shmuel, there's another opinion, it's exactly like Shmuel. And this is going to get involved with other halachos. Ones uknas upitui. Ones is the money that a rapist has to pay, the basula, which is chamishim kesef, as well as a knas, is similar to an ones, if that is a case of a man who's motzi shemra on a girl that she wasn't a besula. Upitui means also a chiyuv of money that a man has to pay if he seduces a besula. Uksubas isha, shezakvam bemilve. And ksubas isha was turned into avo, mishamtin. Vimlav emishamtin. So where medayik from Shmuel's lashon that was turned into avo. And once it turns on the Shamek, what do we see? That you don't need pagama at all. All you need is zakfa alone. That's going to be enough. The ema sign is gafen b'milva. When is it turned into a milva? The Gemara clarifies. Mishas hamada b'din. When there is hamada b'din. In other words, the bezin says, ah, this husband, Reuven, is trying to pay. That already is considered a milva. In other words, now we know the divorce was a legitimate divorce. We know that the woman's entitled to the ksuba. The Mishnahis and Ksuba tell us cases where a woman is not entitled to the ksuba. So Bezin has to decide that she is entitled to the ksuba, and then it will be zakfa b'milva. Amar Shmuel, ksuba k'maisa bezdin dami. This is a very, very important yesod of Shmuel. Shmuel says that ksuba is a maisa bezdin. Rashi explains it's a t'nai bezdin. What does that mean, it's a t'nai bezdin? Of what halachic import is that? Says the Gemara, ma ma'ase bez nechtam biyom nechtam in balayla. Just like when it comes to a Maisa Bezdin. The halacha is that it's written during the day and could be signed at night, which of course is very much reminiscent to the discussion of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah discussed what happens if you have a get that is written in day, signed at night. When it comes to Maisa Bezdin, there the halacha is different. And Maisa Bezdin halacha is that even though it was only signed at night, it's kosher. Af ksuba nechteves b'yom nechteves b'layla. It could also be done in such a manner. Why? Because it's not a regular shtar. So even though a shtar has to be signed on the same day, however, when it comes to a Maisa Bezdin has tokef, it has significance even before the chasima. Therefore, the chasimas are not important. Therefore, if it was done by Laila, it's also going to be acceptable. Subase de Rabbi Chiya bar Rav. The ksuba of Rabbi Chiya bar Rav, ichtav b'yom ve'ichtav b'layla. It was written during day and signed at night. Now this is really, really interesting because halakha l'maisa, this comes up as well. Maybe, we'll see, maybe on Friday we'll have time. You know, have you ever been at a wedding where the Rav is rushing and he wants to make sure that they sign the ksuba before Shkia, or there's concern about things taking place before Shkia. In other words, they want, we'll discuss halacha l'maisa, different concerns. So the Gemara has the following concern. This is not exactly the same concern that a Masadir Kedushin will have in terms of the timing of everything, but the Gemara here has the following concern. If it was written during the day and signed at night, so if we say, like the Chiddush of Shmuel, Ksubas K'maisa Bezdin, then we're fine. But, have a Rav awesome. Rav was over there. V'lo amelu v'lo midi. And he didn't say anything. So now our whole daf has been about machlokios between Rav and Shmuel. Here, maybe there's no machlokios between Rav and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Lema k'shmuel svir lei. Does he hold like Shmuel? Rav has always been disagreeing. All of a sudden over here, he says to Maisa Bezdin, and therefore if it's nichtam b'yom, the nechtam b'layla, it's going to be acceptable. Answers the Gemara, asukim bosa inyan havo. They were continuing the same inyan. What does that mean? The sanya we learned in Bryce Amr Lazar Tzadok, loy shanu, this that we learned, that shtaros, that are nichtav bayom and nechtam balayla are apostle, is elisha, kishain asukim bosein. That is only if they weren't involved with that topic the entire time. Avo asukim bosein, kosher. But if they were involved in that topic the entire time, it's kosher. Why? Says Rashi, Kivan Sha'edim, 7 lines from the bottom, Mizumanim Lachtam, since the Edim are ready to sign, El Shabal Karcham Tzrichim Lahamti Anshi Yisayim HaSofer HaShtar. But they were held up. They were ready to sign. But they were held up by the Sofer. Afagav this Rami Lechasim Le'urta, even if the Chasim is done at night, it's kosher. In other words, as long as the Edim were ready to do it, then in such a case, we don't consider it as if it was Nechtam Balayla. In other words, we consider it as if everything was done during the day. Technical difficulties. The problem of Nechtam Bayom and Nechtam Balayla is that when you had the shtar divided into two different days. Here it really wasn't divided into two different days. They weren't Mesiach Das. So it's, you go Basar Meikar. You go after the beginning. Good. We go back to our Mishnah on Yuzayin Amar Aleph. We have the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. In the Mishnah, we had learned, as we had alluded to just now in the Gemara, that if you have nechtav b'yom v'nechtam b'layla, the halacha, that's possible because the halacha is that you need a get that is written with the appropriate date. If it's nechtav b'yom v'nechtam b'layla, then the get only got significance at night. And if it has the earlier date on it, because it's nechtav b'yom, so then in such a case, let's say tesvav teves, so let's say tonight is yutes teves, zecher nishmas, my namesake, chaim nasanata ben Rabbi Yeshua Martva, today is his yard site, so I'm very thankful that chaim, a bunch of chaims in the room, so chaim is learning with me really late at night, so I get it in my grandfather's yard site. So tonight is, I know the date today because my grandfather's yard site. It's Yat Teves. So let's say, comes tomorrow, somebody writes a shtar, and they do chasimas on Chaf. So it's Nichta v'yom v'nechtam b'layla. So that's called a shtar muktam. The Mishnah tells us a shtar muktam is going to be posel. Why? Because of either Rabbi Yochanan's reason or Reish Lakish's reason that we elaborated at in the beginning of today's shir and appears on the same daf over there in Yud Zayin Amanaf. So now, Rabbi Shimon, though, in the Mishnah there disagrees. he says that even though it's true that all gittin that are nichtav, all shtaras, the nichtav yom neftalah apostle, because they're what we call, I want to emphasize this term, everybody's got to know this term, is a shtar muktam. Even though it's considered a shtar muktam, nevertheless, gittin nashim are fine. Explains the Gemara, Amar Rava, my time of the Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason for Rabbi Shimon? Kasava. Kimon shenasan ein v'garsha shuvein lo peros. Because once he decides that he's going to divorce her, he's not entitled to peros. So it doesn't matter if you're going within the shita of Reish Lakish of peros. If you're going within the shita of Reish Lakish that's due to peros, so then in such a case, then there's no concern, because anyhow the husband is not entitled to the peros once the get is written. Not only once the get was written, but kivan shenasan einov lagarsha, once he's decided to divorce her, he's not entitled to peros. Amrei Shlakish, Rishlakish adds, Lehichshu Reb Shimon el la'alter. Reb Shimon only supplies this la'alter. Mikan v'ara sara yomim lo. But what happens if there's a distance of 10 days? So then in such a case, then the halacha of Rabbi Shimon doesn't apply. In other words, if it took 10 days, if there was a 10-day gap between when it was written and the get was given, then in such a case, the halacha is that we do say that's problematic. Why? Explains Reish Lakish on the top of Yud Ches on the base, Chayshinon Shema Pies, where Choshesh, that he appeased his wife. In other words, that he decided that he wants to be with her again. And then you're going to have a problem with Get Yashin. So it's true. If it's Kimon Shinas Nein Lagarsha, really there's no problem, because the whole Svara of Reish Lakish and Rava seems to be Peros. Here Rava seems to be taking sides of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan though disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, top line in Yechesam Beis, Afilim Mikan V'Anasar Yomim, Im Isa Depies, Kala Islay L'Milsar. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that even if there's a break of 10 days, nevertheless, the get is still going to be kosher. What was the concern, Reish Lakish? That it's going to become a get Yashan because he was going to be with her again. Says Rabbi Yochanan, if they would get back together again, that would be the talk of the town. And since there isn't any talk of the town, so then Rabbi Shimon says that there's no problem of having a get muktam when it comes to an isha, because even though get muktam is a problem for other shtaros, it's a halacha of lekuchos that is elaborated on Daf Yud Zayin, but nevertheless, when it comes to gittin, there's not going to be any particular concern, and since there's not going to be any concern, then the halacha is that the get is going to be kosher, according to Rabbi Shimon, if you hold kimu shenasanein of the garsha shuvein lo peros, and that would apply even 10 days later. The Gemara now begins another machlokis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. That has been the theme of today: machlokis Rav and Shmuel in Gittin, and machlokis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in Gittin. Itmar Amar la'asara kisvu get lishti. Amar Rabbi Yochanan shnai mishum einim akula mishum tnai. Fascinating machlokes. If Reuven says to 10 people, write a get to my wife, how do you look at when he says to them in plural, write a get to my wife? So Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion two meant to be the Eidim, and the other are a condition. What does it mean, a condition? So Rashi explains on the last wide line, V'kul mohichnim bo el levaisha berabim. He wanted them to sign to embarrass her in public. As he wanted to publicize the matter, and it seemed that it was embarrassing for a woman that everybody was talking about her, that she was getting divorced. Reish Lakish says that he was just saying he wants them as possible Eidim. Now, what that means is that according to Reish Lakish, it's not that he wanted to torture, that there should be a long list of people that are talking about that they were Eidim on her get. However, rather, he just wants them to be Eidim on the get. We need to see the nafkamina as the Gemara develops. Hechi dami, says the Gemara, 7 lines to the top. What exactly are we talking about? Ilema delo amelo kulchem. If he didn't say the words kulchem, vatnan. But didn't we learn in a Mishnah, if he doesn't say kulchem, this is on Samach Vavam Abeis. Amel asari, says to 10, kisu ged liishti, echa kosev, one writes v'shnaim chosmen. Then you don't have all 10 needing to sign. Now, both according to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, you need a 10 to sign. Rabbi Yochanan called it due to a tnai, and Reish Lakish said they're all Eidim. But the Mishnah says that if he just says kisvu, then the halacha is that you don't need all 10 to sign. You could just have one write it and two sign. Why? Because there's a kisvu, just you plural guys. So you have one write and two sign. That's plural. Elo damlu kulcham. So it must be, he says, all of you. Kulcham means all of you. So then, my beinayu. So if he said kulchem, so what's the difference between the two? At the end of the day, both Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish require all 10. If they require all 10, who cares? Rabbi Yochanan's formulation that Shnai Mishum Eidim Kul Mishum Tanai, Rabbi Shlakish's formulation Mishum Eidim. Why did they even formulate in two different ways? Says the Gemara, Iko beinayu dechosim beitrei minayu biyoyme. There were two that signed during the day. Vinach mekadvat asar yom. And then the other signed it later on. Now, normally, that's a big shaila, as we've discussed previously, that if it's 10 days later that they sign, there are many opinions. The opinion of the Rabbanan and many others is that's possible. So, man da'amar mishum t'nai, but if you all, the other eight, are only a t'nai, then it's not a problem. They don't have to be on the same day kosher. Man da'amar mishum eidim, but according to the position of Rabbi Shlakish that they're eidim, then the halacha is going to be that it's possible, that we, because it's going to be a shtar muktam and possible according to the Rabbanim. We did mention Rabbi Meir says it's kosher, but according to the majority of opinions, it's going to be possible. That will be one nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Inami continues the Gemara, 8 lines on the bottom, Kigon Shinimtza Echamim Karavo Apostle. What happens if one of the last 8 Edim are a Karavo Apostle? Mandam Mishum Tanai kosher. According to Mandamar, Rabbi Yochanan says that's just a Tanai, then it's going to be kosher. Mandam Mishum Edim Apostle. Mandamar says that the extra guys are Edim, it's going to be possible. Also, Ichasim Betchila Karav Apostle, if you have one of the first two signings, a Karav Apostle, Amila Kasher, Amila Apostle. Some say it's Kasher, some Apostle. Says, yes, the Gemara, that might be telling the above question as well. Amila Kasher, Tanaihu. The one who says it's Kasher, you just look at the 10 as 8 of them as being a Tanai. So you'll say that whoever is the Karav Apostle is going to be the Tanai. And therefore you still have to kosher Edim. If you all you need all of them as Edim, you're stuck. But if you say it's a Tanai, it might be fine. Amri love, but the Gemara suggests there's a third svar over here. Apostle. Why asa echlufi b'shtaros ta'alma? Where people are going to say, wait a second, a Karav Apostle is kosher, they might come to be machshir shtaros in general that has a Karav Apostle that signs on it. So we want to stay away from that, and that's why we do. Says the Gemara, 4 lines on the bottom. A man said to 10, Kisvu get lishti chasum be trei minayim biyome. And two of them signed during the day. Notice, he didn't say kulchem, he just said kisvu. V'inach mikan v'adasar yom. And the other 8 signed later. Up till 10 days later. Asam Reb Shua ben Levi. They asked the Shah Reb Shua ben Levi. Amalei kedayu Reb Shimon l'smoch alav b'shas hadchak. We could rely on Rabbi Shimon. So this is a famous Shas expression. They like to say this in Miron. Kedayu Rabbi Shimon l'smoch alav b'shas hadchak. In Kabbalah, what they mean is that Rabbi Shimon's the person to rely on. When you're in a tough predicament, you should rely on it. This is an expression that appears a few places in Shas, and it doesn't mean like the Kabbalah suggests it. It means that we rely on the opinion of Rabbi Shimon b'shas hadchak. So Rabbi Shimon had said, Nichta b'yom v'nechtam b'layla is kasher, so we're relying on Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Says, Gemara v'amar yishlag shlehich shir Rabbi Shimon el alter, v'kanav asar yom lo. Didn't we say that according to Reish Lakish, we're choshesh about peros? And that we learned earlier on Yud Ches Amud Beis that Rabbi Shimon's not machshir for Asara Yomim. Says the Gemara, lo, by Hikra Rabbi Yochanan Svirlei, on this topic, he's going to follow the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that even if you follow more than 10 days, Rabbi Shua ben Levi is going to follow that opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's going to be kosher. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Shnai Mishum Eidim Kul Mishum Tanai. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that all you need is 2 due to Edim, and the rest are going to be a Tanai? If that's so, so then the halacha should be that's not even a get muktam at all, and the get should be fine. It shouldn't be a get muktam at all. Because what was the case? You had 2 Edim that signed on the right day. So why do you even say it's a problem to get muktam because the other 8 signed on the wrong day? Answers the Gemara, Bahi, Kiresh Lakish Svirle. On this topic, he holds like Reish Lakish, that once he says that he wants all of them to sign, so then in such a case, all the Edim have to sign on the get as Edim, and therefore you have a problem of Shtar Muktam, and the only way you're going to be Machshir is based on Rabbi Shimon and the Mishnah, who's Machshir or Shtar Muktam. Now you could ask a little bit of a question on the Gemara. Everybody agrees that the only time there's a machlokis of whether Kula Mishum Tnai or Shmona Mishum Tnai or Kula Mishum Eidin, Achlos Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, is in a case of where he said Kulchem. But if he just says Kisvu, then maybe there's no machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. One must need to add that it wasn't only that he said Kisvu, but he said Kulchem Kisvu Get Lishti. Otherwise, it wouldn't be dependent on the machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. I conclude learning this daf with you as the Kotel Plaza is entirely silent. Even it's a cold, rainy night here in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Not even a lot of people coming for Tikkun Chatzos. Just 6 months ago, the Kotel Plaza was full during Elul every night of Slichos. Come visit us in Eretz Yisrael. Come be mechazek us. And Baruch Hashem, whether the Kotel Plaza is full or it's empty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koch, the siyata d'shmaya, to be able to continue to be zocha, to kimitzion teitzei seiro dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Yud Ches in Maseches Kittin.